Now, just quickly, Nathan Brown, our good friend there, has put together a list, Jim, of footy media's biggest money men.
What?
Yes, who's earning the big coin, okay?
Right.
So, top 10. A duck, Wayne Carey, $500,000.
He's making this up, by the way, surely.
No, no.
He wouldn't know.
He does. He does.
He wouldn't know.
Nath knows. Of course, he's got Triple M, Channel 7 and The Age, $500,000. Mm-hmm. Jason Dunstall, $500,000.
Well, you're not going to go through them all, are you?
Well, Nick Revolt, yep. $550,000. And then we go to Brian Taylor.
Brian.
Channel 7 and Triple M, $650,000. Tim Watson, $675,000. And then at number five, interests me, Jimmy boy. Are you listening?
I'm listening.
You sure?
Are you sure?
Number five is James Brayshaw, $1 million.
You sure?
Jim?
No, I'm not sure.
Well, guess who's making more than you?
According to Nath.
According to Nath.
Yes.
Mark Howard, just over the $1 million. Jim?
Who else?
And then Gary Lyne, $1.15. Brendan Favola, 1.2, and then the top money earner, media football man, Jonathan Brown, 1.5 million. Jim, anything to say about that?
All I'm saying to Nath is, that's a long way off. Oh.
Jim.
That's under clubbing significantly.
You know what I want to say?
What?
Where's Fat?
Nowhere near it. Old Fat's not even number 10. He's not even getting a look in.
Come on, Fat.
What's happened, Old Fat?
So Mark Howard's making more than you, Jim. Jim? Oh, look at him, Jim.
Fat, please. There's some things that you're better off not commenting on. But all I'm saying is,
you can't say anything
nice. That's a long way off. Now, Fat, we need to get to Michael Barlow, who's waiting for us.
I'm not talking until I get paid more.
Well, you've got 2 weeks because you're on after this.
That's it.
he's cracked it.
Shut up, Rob.
Michael Barlow, an actually good footballer from the Assumption College, is going to join us next on the Rush Hour. Triple M.